But let's say good morning and welcome Chrissy D. Chrissy, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm always good, man. When I have good people and good company and good vibes, I'm always good. So that's
it's true.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, nice to finally have you here, man. Listen, I've been a fan for a minute now, and seeing you in different spheres, as a writer, as a performer, as a television personality, because you were hosting. You've been there. I can't say, I was almost going to say you've been around, but that may have different connotations. But where's Chrissy coming from? Because some people may say, well, she no combo. But no, Chrissy, you've been doing your thing. I know particularly your skills as a writer, actually, were the first ones. When Blood mentioned that, yeah, this song's for him, but I was like, oh, really? I didn't know she could write for people. But you do your thing.
So, it is true.
Mm-hmm. Where did Chrissy come from? Where did this zeal for entertaining and entertainment come from?
I will say I've always been a character, first things first. I've always been that hyperactive, energetic person.
I'm glad you said it and not me. Okay, yeah.
I will never deny it. I am what I am. But as the years went by, I just decided to embrace it. For sure, and I've always been into the entertainment thing from a very young age. I was that kid with the hairbrush in the mirror and the music playing, and I lip syncing and I doing my whole dance moves and singing, and you know, preparing for life, because I can't imagine doing anything else but being in the creative world, really and truly. So it's all aspects from music, TV, anything that allows me to be creative. Mm-hmm. I am there. But number one will always be music. Without music, I am nothing.
Did you ever get the you need to get a real job speech?
Oh yeah. When I went to when I was going into community college, mm-hmm. my family. I have a side of my family that they're very, you know, book straight to the books. You know, yeah. Get a solid job, and they want you to be either, you know, the accountants or lawyers. You know that. That line of thing. But I always let them know it does not mean that I lack any smarts. I can do all of it, mm-hmm. but I am just creative. And it's like, if I had to try to do a normal job, it won't work. I'll be tripping big time. I can't keep quiet. I'll be at work trying to write songs and all sorts of nonsense.
And the thing is, you're already tripping and you're doing what you love. So I mean, I
you understand? It'll be a lot worse.
Can imagine that. But you know, I think what a lot of people overlook is when we talk about the entertainment business, they don't recognize that it is a business and there are several aspects to it. And so as a young person, are you recognizing this here, and how are you getting to know the business better?
I've definitely been doing a lot of research, asking a lot of questions, trying to educate myself as much as possible, because for me personally, I'm a young artist coming up, and my team is pretty much like, I got Mr. Blood, who's definitely the head person in my team right now, and I have to go to him for so many questions. I need answers to so many things, and he's always there, because I'm a young artist trying to do it by herself. Mm-hmm. And that is hard. I don't have anybody to talk to me about branding, marketing, how to present myself. I don't have anybody to do that for me. Mm-hmm. So that's why for some people it might be like, where does girl now come from? It's not that I just appeared. It's the fact that it has been a journey.
Yes.
I didn't release a song 1 year and then it suddenly got a hit because I had a whole team behind me and a whole bunch of branding. I have to learn along the way. Mm-hmm.
How did that happen though? The pairing up with Mr. Blood.
Honestly, I saw him in Sheraton and I ran behind him. It's really no magical story. So I'm in Sheraton, I ran behind him screaming his name, and he stopped. And then the rest is history. Here I am.
Wow. I guess that worked out for you then. But you know,
it worked.
Yeah. But the thing is, one of the things that you would recognize is he's always willing to work with young and new artists. So not just necessarily young, because I didn't say young and he won't work with me. But, so it's great that he is willing to. But you mentioned, the branding, and that is very important. And we are seeing more of you, at least I'm noticing more of you on social media. Tell us about this particular strategy.
Oh, as related to social media, let me just say I was that person who was watching all the branding documentaries and learning what the average human likes to see. Mm-hmm. And I just decided to present it. So every time I post something on social media, there is a strategy behind it. Well, except for my dance video yesterday. That was just random.
That was very, very random. That was very random. Even for you, that was pretty random.
Yes, for me. Oh my goodness. But it's being shared around a lot, because that's another thing too. As an artist, people love to see your personality. Mm-hmm. Gone are the days of everybody just want to see you on stage, just being cute and that's it. Mm-hmm. Now they want to know you. People now follow a personality instead of music. They follow the personality first and then the music after. So that really gave people a chance to see me for the goofy Chrissy that you and my friends would know. Mm-hmm. So that worked.
Absolutely. Now, entertainment, you've, as I said, mm-hmm. you've fully embraced it from writing to singing to presenting on TV. Which one really, would you say, really, really got you started, or which one do you think you have the greatest passion for?
Ooh, music. Mm-hmm. Music, definitely. Because that is genuinely what I want to do the most. But then TV and that kind of stuff comes like in number two. Mm-hmm. Number two. But music, definitely. Music is really what started me. And if somebody had to tell me today that they would give me $1 million for me to stop doing music, I guess I would just remain broke. I can't not do music.
That,
I know it's
a
crazy,
passion.
But for $1 million,
it's crazy, but I think when you really do have the passion, if you're not able to do what you want, you're broke anyway. So
pretty much.
Money isn't going to help you. All right. Chrissy D is my special guest this morning. We're having a chat with Chrissy D. Chrissy is still on the line. I told her not to move, so I hope she's still there. Chrissy, you still there?
I mean, I at least went to the kitchen to get Kool-Aid. I had to at least do that.
To get a what?
Kool-Aid.
A Kool-Aid? Like the frozen ones? Like a sucker bubby?
Yup.
Okay.
Yup.
But what flavor? Red?
No. I have the milky one and I have the yellow one.
Oh. Milky, okay, we can.
Yeah, I love Milky Kool-Aid.
Let's not get distracted. All right. That's a weakness. After school, I would actually, there was anyone that went to Christchurch Boys or Christchurch Girls, there was a lady, Miss Granderson, that used to sell some of the best Kool-Aids and sucker bubbies. I'm just saying, that was life. After school, you had to go with Miss Granderson and get one. I think it was like 30 cents or something back then, 35 cents.
Wow, 30 cents. Oh, you see, I need to go back in time. I need to live that life.
Hush, I ain't that much older than you.
I spent 50 cents on a Kool-Aid, bro.
Chrissy, what has been the highlight so far? Because, you're such a... I don't want to call it your age, but you're still rather young. But
it's okay, you can call it out. Yeah. I don't look it. Yeah. 26,
yeah.
It's fine.
There you go, 26. But... But it seems to have been so much content from you as an artist and a writer. Has there been a highlight so far?
Honestly, the highlight of my career thus far has got to be 2020. Like before 2020, it would have... And that's ironic, being how 2020 is going, huh? But the love that I'm getting all across the stations, even by the Barbadians, especially on different websites, people are choosing Tech Time, especially as their song of the year. And I'm like, what is happening? because this is a year that it was in between minds if to release music or not. It was like, should I? Will it be played? Will it be ignored? What will happen? But because of Blood, Blood was like, look, release. Mm-hmm. You will always be an artist first and foremost. Whether there's a season or not, you are an artist. Release. And because of that, no tech time is everywhere.
There you go. There you go. I think that's very, very timely advice. No, release the music.
True.
And I think that's, and we've heard that being preached by Blood. You know, we've heard him say,
yeah,
you gotta put the music out. I don't know about you, boy, putting out music. You know,
that's exactly. That's it.
And that definitely has seen you it pay dividends for you. As you said, it's being played on radio. But
yeah,
we see the different styles of Chrissy the artist,
mm-hmm.
you know, musically. You know, it can be,
yeah.
you know, the pace. In your waist, your rags up, something groovy, even something maybe.
A little bit divvy.
I wasn't going to say that, but yes, maybe a little divvy.
I say it for you.
Thank you. Is there one that you prefer, or is it just, you know, let's put it all in the pot and see what's up?
No, actually, I can do all, and I'm comfortable with all. So I wouldn't say there's any that I prefer really and truly. And this year, you're hearing different sounds mainly because before it was a, how should I present myself? As in, how do I want others to see me? But now it's more like, you know what? There's different sides of Chrissy. Let me just be myself.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I can, so the fact that I can do anything, I am doing anything. Mm-hmm. And it's actually getting its own audience, really and truly. Mm-hmm. So like, for instance, Walkman has its own crowd. Tech Time has its own crowd. And then they drop in more tunes. So everybody, there's something for everybody.
Well,
it works for me.
I'm glad you went to you dropping more tunes because there is an album. I know that Chrissy has material. I know the ability. But when I heard there's an album, talk to me. What spurred this here? What say, okay, well, especially in 2020, why drop this album?
Honestly, be right back to Blood. He called me. He was like, okay. I think it's time that you drop an album. You have enough songs and your people out there want something from you. Even when he did a live recently, mm-hmm. people were in the comments like, so Chrissy, we're getting an album from you?
Mm-hmm.
And he called me, he said, you see what I tell you? And I was like, okay, you know what? Fine. And I also felt as though my career is about to take another turn. And I felt as though this is a milestone for me, and the album needed to be right here. So I did it.
So tell us about the album. Is it all new material? Is it material from through the years? What can we expect from this album?
It's a mix. It is a mix. Because there's also a lot of songs that I've released before that people never got a chance to hear as well, too.
Mm.
So it is a mix. So it's all through the years, plus the new ones for this year as well, too. And I like to think about it as it's a chance for everybody to get to see my journey. That's why I call it the journey.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually get to see the growth year by year. It's going to be cool. I love it already. So.
Well, I mean, you should. It's yours. You put it out there. So if you want me
know,
to
right?
buy it, you want me to sell it. That's great. I think taking that bold move to say not just put music out, but put an album out. That's definitely something that others, especially coming along, should admire. But now, you can't deny the fact that you are a young female in a business that is dominated by experienced males.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see yourself charting your way forward in this sector?
Honestly, if anybody who knows me one-on-one, knows me directly, know that personality-wise, I kind of got a little boyish, tomboy thing going on.
No.
So for some reason, the males don't affect me at all. I just like stand in the middle of them all excited, like, yeah, what are we doing? Let's go. So I'm not threatened by the guys at all, which is weird, but I'm not.
Wow. That's great.
Like at all. the thing is, like, when they perform, I watch them, and I learn from them. You understand? I'm like, okay, so this is how to handle the stage, yada, yada, okay, got you.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see that I will go on stage, and I will try my best to carry the same amount of power. And so far, I'm doing pretty good.
Seemingly so as well. All right. Well, I mean, time is running out. But before we close out, I want you to tell us, what is the next big thing that you are hoping to achieve? We know you've already got the material. We've got the album, mm-hmm. which is dropped. What date is the album dropping?
I actually am not 100% sure as yet. We sent it off to distributors, mm-hmm. so we have to wait on the release date. Probably going to be next week. But I definitely will update you on that.
Well, you better. Right. So what is Chrissy looking to really accomplish? What's next on the radar?
Well, honestly, I only recently made a solid decision that it's music or nothing else. You know, because it's always like music and then the day job and then it's super busy. So right now, you can expect a shift in my career, because I'm now putting every ounce of my energy into it. Mm. So that's as much as I will tell you. As it relates to details, you know, I'm a type to keep it secret until it happens and it's shock you. So just expect a shift.
Don't worry, people. I can get you 411. She can't keep it all secrets. I will get that information and share it with my Wake Up VOB family. That's all right. Chrissy, you can go ahead with that illusion or that disillusion that you're going to keep it all secret from us. That's not going to happen.
But Cassie, what I do want to tell you, and what I also do want to tell your listeners as well, too, is thank you guys so much for the continuous support, because all through the years, VOB has been the station to play every single song. Especially, I have one called Islander that has even been the background music for some shows and stuff. So thank you guys so much for the continuous support. Thank you so much for being awesome.
With the sound effects and everything. Chrissy D, thank you very much for spending some time. Even though, you know, you bring sucker bubbies on the show and you're sharing a body, but that's all right. I'm giving out your address. People coming by your house. Have a great day.
I
know.
Thank you, same for you.
Bye-bye. Chrissy D, young, talented, ambitious. Listen up for more from her.